Well, we got our special guest coming back again this week, Conservation Officer Jeff Dell from the DNR. Thanks for coming back in the studio.
No problem. Glad to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about what we were alluding to last week, and that was some other regulations just to kind of refamiliarize folks with, for instance, ORV regulations. I always start with this kind of general question, you know, as far as ORV infractions, what do you see a lot out in the field? What's the most common mistake you see?
Probably riding double or riding without a helmet.
And that is something that maybe you could elaborate a little bit more on, because if you're on private property, it's different than if you're on public property.
Right. You don't need to wear a helmet on private property, although it's probably recommended to do so.
And where do you see that happening mostly? And do you patrol federal forests as well as state forests?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So is it any different between those two?
No.
What about as far as where you can take your four-wheeler or side-by-side?
Well, that becomes a big problem in hunting season, especially with guys trying to take bait out to their deer stand, or maybe they don't want to lug their ladder stand, so they're taking their four-wheeler off those two tracks and blazing their own trail into the state forest or other public land. You can't be doing that. You need to keep your four-wheeler on the designated trails there.
Now, what if it's a two-track that obviously a logging company made in the past or something?
Yeah, if it's an established two-track, that's all right.
Okay, so you just can't be plowing over little trees and just driving it randomly through the forest.
No, that's correct.
All right, and what about actually driving your truck on public land? I mean, do you technically need an ORV sticker for that?
Not if you're using your truck in traditional two-wheel drive operation.
So if you're out there just horsing around, then technically, you know, you're actually should probably have an ORV sticker like a four-wheeler then, right?
That's correct. If you're using it as an off-road vehicle where four-wheel drive is necessary for your travel, then you should have an ORV sticker.
But if I'm taking some bait out or a tree stand out or something like that, just driving on a two-track through the woods, that's not needed.
No, as long as you're licensed through the Secretary of State.
All right, that's good to know. Well, let's talk a little bit about firearms in relation to ORVs and taking them afield, you know, people taking their deer rifles, their shotguns, that kind of thing. Maybe you could just start with general regulations for firearms on ORVs, four-wheelers, side-by-sides.
All right, when you're transporting your firearm on your ORV, first and foremost, it needs to be unloaded. It also needs to be enclosed in a case or equipped with a trigger lock device.
So you don't have to have it in a case necessarily?
Not if you have a trigger lock device on it.
I did not know that. That's awesome. Okay, so another option, just make sure you got a trigger lock. Now, when you say a trigger lock, a lock that actually encompasses the actual trigger, what about like for a shotgun when you have the cable that goes through the action? Does that qualify?
Yeah, it would qualify.
Okay. So just to be clear also, I mean, you cannot transport your firearm while it's loaded.
That's correct.
So if you're on your four-wheeler and you see a bird and you're going to grab your shotgun, you have to load it.
Yes.
And obviously get out of the vehicle and off.
Put on your orange.
And that's a good point. Orange. You got to have orange on too. So just another reminder out there. Anything else you want us to know about as far as ORVs?
There is a quiet period during the firearm deer season. You can't operate your four-wheeler between 7 and 11 a.m. and 2 to 5 p.m. unless you're going to retrieve a deer.
Something else good to pass along? Well, Officer Dell, I'd appreciate it if you'd hang around with us. We got more questions for you. We've got some fishing questions as far as fall regulations this time of year and whatnot. So can you hang around for another episode here?
Absolutely.
Conservation Officer Jeff Dell with the DNR. We'll be back with him later this hour in our next Outdoor Report right here on The Outdoor Show.